There are two kinds of possible spillovers, and the first one is the humanitarian one, and the status of the refugees, of the Iraqi refugees in particular in Syria, but also of Syrian refugees who might cross the border into Iraq. And this we are observing very closely in order to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe here. But so far, we do not have streams of refugees, neither Iraqi refugees in Syria, there is a substantial amount still of Iraqi refugees, nor from Syrian refugees.
Is there any concern over the spillover of conflict in Syria and fighting in Syria into Iraq?
Well, Iraq has a very important geostrategic position here between Iran and Syria on the other side, with Kuwait in the south, where there is a historical burden in the relations to Kuwait because of the war, and Turkey in the north. And this is, of course, very delicate. And I just was in Tehran on a 4 days visit and have spoken to the Iranian authorities also on their assessment. There will be, of course, a spillover on the political field if the situation will not be under control, but we are all very confident that the plan of Kofi Annan will work.
The U.S. has left Iraq. How well is Iraq stabilizing its own country, and what is the U.N. doing to help?
Well, everybody at the beginning of the year was a little bit cautious in observing the situation. And there were many who said, now, I mean, the real civil war starts. Nothing of the kind happened. We are in the first year of Iraqi full independence now after the American troop withdrawal. The security even got better. So all our figures indicate that there is no deterioration in the security situation of the country. However, every civilian casualty is one civilian casualty too many. And in the first months of this year, we had 600 people who died on the streets of Baghdad, even if this might be less than at the same period last year, so it is still too much. But the apprehensions at the beginning of this year did not materialize.
How are negotiations going with the National Conference regarding the future of the country?
This is a very tricky question now. We, of course, are all involved in keeping our contacts and using our contacts with all stakeholders, be it from the Kurd, from the Sunni, or from the Shia side, to bring this national conference about. We always, as United Nations, made 3 points in this respect. The first one is that it has to be an inclusive process. Everybody has to participate. The second one, that a boycott is not a solution, because you exclude yourself if you boycott from a national consensus on the very urgent problems of the country. And the third point is it must be a transparent process.
You mentioned the Kurds. The Kurdish issue is a big one, and their inclusion, or what they believe should be their inclusion, is another big issue. How is that being handled, and what do you see going forward?
Well, the Arab-Kurdish relations is at the core of UNAMI's mandate, in particular the situation, the disputed internal boundaries. And this is also very much related, number one, of course, to the politics, but also to the huge oil fields, which are exactly in the disputed internal boundaries. And there are some unfinished constitutional problems also to tackle all these problems of revenue sharing and power sharing in the country. And we are in constant contact both with the Kurds and with the Arab side in order to keep the situation stable, not to have it escalate, and to have improvement and at the end a political solution to the Arab-Kurdish problems in the disputed internal boundaries.
Let's talk about the closing of Camp Ashraf. What's happening with all the people there who want to go to other countries, and what's happening with these other countries who may or may not be willing to take them?
Well, Camp Ashraf has been one of the main problems UNAMI was taking care of over the last half a year, let's say, with the memorandum of understanding we signed. In the meantime, two-thirds of the Camp Ashraf residents were relocated to the other camp, to Camp Liberty. There are now almost 2,000 people in Camp Liberty. The UNHCR, according to the process we initiated together with the government of Iraq, initiated the process of refugee status determination. And the main challenge will be to find resettlement countries. And I constantly urge member states to open their borders for these people. For us, it's a humanitarian case. These are 3,000 humanitarian cases who deserve to live in peace and liberty, but we need member states to take them into their borders.